do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
A convenience store clerk ended up saving a woman from a texting scam. Eric Stewart not only works behind the register at the gas station in Gallatin, Tennessee, but he's also got a kind of an eagle eye for knowing when customers might be falling for a scam. Lista was one person he helped when she showed up, phone in hand, asking for help in sending money through a Bitcoin machine.
Okay.
She said she got legal documents with her information saying she needed to deposit money to avoid being arrested.
Oh, my gosh.
Inside Edition had the story.
Said that I was being charged with bank fraud and conspiracy to commit bank fraud against the United States government. And it also said that my name and email address had opened up 22 checking accounts for PPP loans.
I whispered to her so the caller couldn't hear me. I was like, can you put them on mute? And she goes, all right, hold on. She put on mute. And I said, hey, do you know who you're talking to? She goes, no. I said, ma'am, this is a scam. When they're talking on the phone and they're at the Bitcoin machine, that's a red flag.
Thank you so much. You saved me $6,200.
I'm glad.
You said that he has an eagle eye for knowing when customers might be falling for a scam. So this has happened more than once?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anytime that someone is on the phone near the Bitcoin machine, he's just like, yeah. That's like a classic example of a texting scam he's seen more than once.
Jeez.
And I'll be honest, I saw a video of another woman on my feed on Instagram that kind of went through something similar. Like they said that she had missed jury duty and was going to be, there was a warrant out for her arrest and like, you can do all these things now to avoid it. And here's the steps you need to do. And she's just like, well, I need to go to the police station. He's like, yes, you should absolutely do this, but need to do this first. You need to put this money in here first before otherwise, you know, the cops are going to come arrest you.
Oh my gosh.
And they had all of her information, all of it. When she was detailing this whole thing over like two videos, I would have fallen for this too.
Wow.
Like, it's not just little old ladies getting calls like, your grandson's in jail.
It's little old ladies and Kelly Kay.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, they're getting better with these scams in getting all of your information and making it sound legit, threatening you with they're going to come arrest you with all that stuff. But, you know, there's...
No, you can do what I do and just never pick up the phone unless it's someone already on your caller ID.
Exactly. But that's the one thing they said is they're never going to call you and ask for money over the phone.
Right.
Just know that part. But yeah, they're getting better with it. And so they were giving, like, there was even a phone number where she's like, it showed up. It was the sheriff's department's phone number. Like, they're able to make it look like they're calling from the sheriff's department. It's really, really kind of scary. But you can see this story at WDJX.com.